The following statement is rated R and should only be listened to by cynics and amateur psychologists. I would trust you are all cynics and or amateur psychologists, so I don't mind reading it to you. Wow, the appoggiatura and fermata on sus what? Coffee or kisses? That she doesn't make all that clear after a point. I find this very ambiguous. Is this truly an innocent serenade to coffee, or is she saying one thing but meaning through box setting another thing entirely? This sounds to me a little unhealthy. Has the coffee become an object of psychological transference and sublimation? No wonder Dad's worried, but perhaps he's responsible for the necessity of the sublimation. Indeed. Let us continue. Before getting back to the coffee cantata, I want to introduce you to another Colombina, because there are so many wonderful Colombinas. We sampled a few pantalones, apropos of Schlendrian. You've got to hear at least one Colombina to say that you heard one. And I would play you my personal favorite, which is Rosina from Rossini's The Marriage of Figaro. Excuse me, The Barber of Seville. Barber of Seville. This Rosina is so much like Lucian, it's hard to even hear them as different characters. She is indeed a 16 or 17-year-old. She is, like Lucian, a steel magnolia who would seem to maintain her cool in the face of the most brutal parental punishment. And when we meet Rosina in The Barber of Seville, she is about to sing a little song to the voice that she just heard serenading her moments ago, Una voce poca fa, the voice I heard just moments ago. This is her Lindoro, her Count Almaviva, with whom she will eventually elope, unhappily, I might add, but that we find out in the next opera, The Marriage of Figaro. Anyway, back to The Barber of Seville. We find out almost all we need to know about Rosina in Rossini's introduction, the instrumental introduction he gives us, because here we're about to meet this supposedly coy, eyebrow-batting little 16-year-old, and the instrumental introduction we get begins this way. Big, loud, full orchestra playing dotted rhythm French overture-like music. Now, this sounds like a military thing to me. It doesn't sound like a coy little girl. The next phrase, of course, is coy. So right away we get a very delicate and a very powerful one. Yes, we know that when she has to put her face on things, she can make herself look like a real ditz. But we know from the very beginning, underneath the ditz is total control and great, great power. Then we have these vivacious little strings. Oh, trilly, 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 trilly. The damage is done. By those first opening notes, we know all we need to know about Rosina, and I wouldn't trust her as far as I could toss her. She sings, "The voice I just heard that has thrilled my heart is already pierced, and it was Lindoro who hurled the dart. Yes, Lindoro shall be mine. I've sworn it. I'll succeed." Oh, immediately the steeliness is coming to the surface. "My guardian won't consent, but I'll sharpen my wits, and at last he will relent, and I shall be content. Yes, Lindoro shall be mine. I'm respectful, I'm obedient, sweet and loving. I can be ruled, I can be guided, but if crossed in love, I can be a viper. And 100 tricks I shall play before they get their way. Un cento trappole, 100 tricks." Ha, 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 ha. Yes, this is indeed Lucian. This is a clever minx who will ultimately be the puppet master of her particular opera. Please, let's just listen to the opening of this aria with this steely and then flittery little introduction, and then this extremely self-confident young lady as she introduces herself to us.